We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
People ask me why I talk about the restaurant business so much, because the service industry, it's about 50 to 60% of our economy in this region. And if it goes away, we go away. Sorry. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of jobs. It's just, it's dead. DOA, man. Drive through downtown. I had to reach out to my friend Pat McDonald. He's, we've known each other for, 15 years. I've eaten at the original Atria's since my kids were babies and before that. And Pat is very pragmatic and open and honest, and I wanted to ask him. So here's what's going to happen. They're going to say that every restaurant in the five-county area, including Allegheny County, is not allowed to have indoor seating. That every restaurant in the five-county area can have outdoor seating and serve a couple of drinks. That's it. End of story. Deal with it. I wanted to get Pat's reaction. Pat, good morning. Thanks for joining me again. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Maury.
Pat, guys like you and me, I always say we've seen it all twice. Have you ever seen anything like this, sir, in your industry?
Oh, no. And quite honestly, it's affecting all of our, you affect the restaurant industry, you're affecting all so many other industries,
right.
So many other businesses. And so, but you hit it on the head. Why no indoor seating? I don't get it. I totally just don't get it. If you're doing best practices, if you're, if we're doing the right things, then why are you punished?
So, Pat, does this help you at all, my man? Does this help you at all, saying, hey, Pat, you can have outdoor seating and serve a couple of drinks? Does it help at all?
It's a token.
Is it?
Yes. I told you that this morning. Yes. I mean, it doesn't help us. I mean, right now, would you want to eat outside? It's 95 degrees.
Yep.
And so, I appreciate that. But, you know, Marty, a couple things on my mind.
Right.
One, there are us that are being punished for doing best practices.
You are.
And we're being pointed out as a whole industry.
You are.
Instead of punishing those that are not in compliance, that I have a problem with. And the other is that we cannot make money, period, if we're not allowed to serve people inside of our restaurants. Being outside, that's appreciated. But that doesn't get it done at all.
So, it's a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, Pat.
Pardon me?
It's a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
Well, yeah. And so what I'd just like to see is some compromise here, which we presented to the county, Allegheny County, but now the other counties are going the same way.
That's right.
So, we will not survive. There is no restaurant sustainable in this environment if you cannot seat inside, follow the rules. Hey, look, again, I appreciate this. It's a serious problem out there, and we're all being affected by it. But if we follow the right procedures and we're being punished, and the restaurant industry being punished for those few that are not abiding by the right principles, then that I don't agree with.
Hey, Pat, and tell our listeners, how, in your case with your company, how many restaurants, how many employees are at stake here?
Oh, geez, we have 8 restaurants. We have 600 employees.
Wow.
There's a lot at stake, and now we're going to have to think about, what's going on now is, having to lay off people again and it's not sustainable, Marty. I mean, it's not.
When does a guy like you and his partner say, we got to pull the plug, man? When?
Oh, well, I mean, when is when.
That's right.
So, right now, it's you know, we're in a spot where we're just going to keep moving forward. And but if this continues, what's going on right now,
right,
then we will have to pull the plug, period. I mean, that'll be it, like all of us.
That's right.
So, but again, it's affecting all businesses, just not the restaurant industry.
That's right.
You know, the supply chain, the, you know, marketing.
Real estate.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's affecting all of us. It's a serious problem. But and you know what? We'll take our punches. But what I don't want to see is that us that are in compliance and us that are doing the right things are being punished for those that aren't. That's what I say. I totally do not.
That's
agree.
Ridiculous. And then asking you to police other businesses is obnoxious. No one else does that.
No, we have to police our own competitors. Yes.
That's what Joey Tambellini said. What am I, a police force now?
Yeah.
What the hell am I supposed to do? Go into another restaurant and say, stop! You're not wearing a mask. Shut them down.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Pat?
Yeah, but, hey, you know, we're hanging in, but again, it's just not our problem. You know, I mean, yes, we're being affected, but so many other, you know, businesses are being affected because of the restaurant business.
Right on.
And so, I mean, just like your business, the radio business.
That's right.
I mean, it's, we're all being affected, and so that we all need to accept.
We do. Cataclysmic, Pat. Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
Stay strong. That's all I can say. He's right. Hundreds of thousands of jobs are affected. That's a fact.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.